Graffiti. Some call it art, others an eyesore. It's on suburban streets, highway overpasses, even hanging in art galleries. In the 1970s, graffiti art was all over the New York City subways as young people reacted to urban decay with hip-hop. The four elements of hip-hop, rap, DJing, breakdancing, and graffiti, are captured in the 1983 documentary Style Wars. It's an underground classic that still circulates among hip-hop fans. NPR's Mandalito Barco reports Style Wars has been re-released on DVD with updated material.
New York City's subway trains were the canvases graffiti writers used to make their mark on the world.
What do you think? I'll make a few bits.
The documentary film Style Wars celebrates their modern-day hieroglyphics. It captures the days and nights when young outlaw artists ruled the subway lines.
What'd you do last night?
We did two whole cars. It was me, Dez, and me, three, right? And on the first car, in small letters, it said, "All you see is," and then, you know, big, you know, black silver letters that said, "Crime in the city," right? It just took up the whole wall.
The film follows notorious graffiti writers such as Min, Dez, Iz, and Scene as they sneak through subway tunnels to train yards, avoiding the ominous electric third rails. Armed with cans of Krylon spray paint, they outrun transit police to create mural masterpieces with block letters and cartoon figures, all in the name of fame. Style Wars documents the thrill of seeing their so-called wild-style graffiti tags as the subway travels throughout the city.
This is it! This is it! This is it!
City and transit authority officials were not amused by the vandalism. The film includes the perspective of people like New York City Transit Police Detective Bernie Jacobs.
Is that an art form? I don't know. I'm not an art critic. But I can sure as hell tell you that that's a crime.
The city was at war against graffiti artists, removing their work as fast as possible. There was also a battle within the graffiti subculture, with some writers painting their name tags over the others. Mostly, though, there was a friendly competitive spirit among graffiti writers who would gather to compare styles and learn from one another. Artist Henry Chalfont had been photographing the subway art before teaming with filmmaker Tony Silver to make Style Wars. They say they wanted to record the drama of the times.
You have to understand that by this time, graffiti had been gathering on every conceivable surface and every conceivable subway train for 10 years. And it had flowered into really an amazing art form.
There was such criticism for graffiti back then in the 70s and early 80s. And it always seemed to me to be ridiculous to single that out when, in reality, it was just paint.
The filmmakers followed the artists from the subways to their homes.
You don't doodle on the paper?
I don't doodle.
Yes, you do.
I do not doodle.
You do doodle on the paper.
I don't doodle.
Some of the funniest and most famous scenes of the documentary show a graffiti writer named Scheme arguing with his mother over his desire to put his tags all over the city.
You know, it's called going all city. People see your tags in Queens, uptown, downtown, all over.
I can only laugh to keep from crying, because what happens is that I don't really think he knows how silly that sounds. He's going all city. I mean, to what end?
Over the years, this scene and others from Style Wars became part of the folklore of hip-hop. Rappers Mos Def, Big Just, the Beastie Boys, and others have sampled the film's dialogue in their music. Filmmaker Silver says New York's public television station played it only once in 1983, and he's amazed that pirated copies are still being traded by hip-hop fans around the world.
There are kids in Japan and Germany and Poland who barely speak English, who can recite the dialogue by heart.
Style Wars also helped introduce the world to rap, DJing, and breakdancing created by young people in the South Bronx. In the film, dancer Richie Colon, known as Crazy Legs, shows off the now-famous backspin he invented, and with the Rocksteady crew, he competes on the dance floor. For devotees like Crazy Legs, this 20-year-old public television documentary is a hip-hop manifesto.
You know, it's like when Moses went up to the mountain and he came back with two tablets. In this case, Style Wars was one of them.
To us, Style Wars was a how-to video.
Journalist Jeff Chang is writing a book called Can't Stop, Won't Stop, A Cultural and Political History of the Hip-Hop Generation. He remembers getting his hands on a bootlegged copy of Style Wars when he was a teenager in Honolulu, Hawaii.
We were watching Style Wars because And we wanted to do exactly the same thing that these kids were doing.
Chang says Style Wars also became an underground teaching tool for authorities trying to figure out how to deal with graffiti in their cities. More than that, though, he says it captured the enthusiastic spirit of the artists.
I've seen it hundreds of times by now, and I still get goosebumps. It's a feeling that kind of summed up everything that was cool and right and new and liberating about hip-hop culture. You got the rock, you don't stop. The
baby, you got it now, rock, you don't stop. Today, New York City's subways are free of the graffiti pieces depicted in Style Wars. City officials eventually won the war, using graffiti-proof paint, razor wire fences around the tracks, and patrol dogs guarding the lines. The new two-disc DVD re-release includes a gallery of long-vanished subway art and new interviews that follow up on the graffiti writers now in their 30s. A few of them are no longer alive, and more than a few now work as New York City subway conductors. Some, like Doze and Mayor 139, are successful studio artists working on canvas. Dez is now one of New York's top radio DJs, and Scheme is now a sergeant major in the Army, the father of four children. A new interview on the DVD catches him sparring with his mom once again.
What he was doing was dangerous and illegal, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
I mean, I almost feel like I'm 17 years old. Yeah. It's a weird feeling.
As the graffiti writers reminisce about, or sometimes even regret, their graffiti writing days, the new Style Wars DVD proves that some things have not changed at all. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Photographs of graffiti art and video clips from Style Wars are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Petwood. Lady Pink, Lady Heart, Abby, Essence, Barbara E. Searching for the hidden message. Hit up my aerosol alphabetics. Subvert word brutalizer. Critical thinking modifier. Big shots, new TNS. Start black tunnels of live wire. Soaked in burgundy, flow master.